Welcome to our expanded audio coverage of the 33rd Annual Sun and Fun Fly-In 2007 in Lakeland, Florida. Brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Learn more at bose.com/headset and by Oregon Aero Upgrade Kits, available now at Oregon Aero. Another exciting day at Sun and Fun 2007 in Lakeland, Florida. And AvWeb has been there in force all week, bringing you the highlights. Now, if LSA manufacturers are essentially certifying their own aircraft, can consumers have confidence that they're really okay? AvWeb's Mary Grady talked with Dan Johnson, chairman of the Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association, about a new program to verify that LSA airplanes are compliant with required standards. We join the conversation as Mary has just asked Dan to expand on LAMA's audit compliance program.
And those are some of the driest words anyone can ever hear. Compliance verification audit. I mean, that could only inspire an engineer or a regulator. But LAMA has found a way to sort of connect that to the consumer through the use of a decal that is applied to the side of an airplane after a company has been properly approved. And that program was launched here at Sun and Fun with the first four manufacturers who have been through a compliance verification audit and have been found satisfactory. And now they are allowed to apply these decals to each and every one of their airplane. This is a sequentially numbered decal, so one decal goes with one end number and tells a consumer you don't really care about all that certification detail and you shouldn't have to care about it any more than you care how the engine in your car actually works. You just want to turn the key and have it do the right thing. This is our way to turn the key and have it do the right thing. And we believe that it's a very strong program that assists the consumer in the process as the process goes on, especially, and we have more and more airplanes that are audited. If it's got that decal on the side of it, it's at least what they said it was. And now you have an independent person, not on the payroll of that company, who has gone and looked at documents, full document review first. That's really boring stuff. Then they get to go to the factory. That's a little more interesting. And look at the processes and see how the airplanes are built. Do they have quality control procedures in place? How does that work? Again, some kind of dry material, but a little more interesting. And then an engineering review is done as well. Let's see your test data. Let's see, you said that it does thus and so. Show me the test that you did to say that, to verify that. And having gone through all that process, fairly good piece of work there to get all that done. And this is all voluntary. The company has to pay somebody to do that. It's not enforced by FAA. It's not required by anyone. It's totally a voluntary thing. After they've made their initial declaration of compliance, which is just a manufacturer saying, I comply. Fills out some paperwork, says they comply, that's it. It's on the market. And a lot of people have expressed some concern. Is that real? Well, it is when you go look at them. There's a lot of work behind that, but it sounds like you just stand up and say, I'm okay, and you're okay, and it's not. So the LAMA program now, both the audit and the LAMA decal that will apply on the side of an airplane, are a way for a consumer to say, aha, this airplane has been checked by somebody else, does meet the standards as originally described and blessed by FAA, and I can buy that aircraft with an increased amount of confidence. That's a good thing. People like that. The motorhome that I drive around in has such a similar decal on the side of it that says this has been evaluated for various safety things, and therefore I have a better feeling that what I bought is going to be a product that will service me and work well for me for a long time.
How long does this process take?
About a week of reviewing the document, and then since many of them are international, it may require a trip over to Europe or someplace else to evaluate the factory, and then a review of the engineering data, and then a final packaging of all that. We're probably talking about a couple of weeks worth of work for each one. Maybe not 2 weeks full time, but a good bit of time invested in getting all of that together and looking at things that already exist here now. We're not inventing anything new. It's like a quality inspection, and the line with quality inspectors is you can't inspect quality into a product. You're only evaluating whether it's there as is already said, and the same is true here. So they do that.
Four people got their first labels here at the show.
The four that received it so far, and these are in order, and I'll see if I can get them right this time. The very first one that passed that was Indus Aviation, based out of Dallas, Texas, with an American-made product. The second one was Helivan, which is a difficult to pronounce name, and the American importer has wisely kept with the original name, which was Kappa. And that's a little easier for Americans to say. So Kappa is the number two company. Flight Design is the number three company, and AeroPro is the fourth. In order, they make the Indus makes the Torpedo and the Sky Scooter, both SLSA approved airplanes. These are all Special Light Sport Aircraft approved airplanes. Kappa makes the KP-5, a low wing all metal, as is the Torpedo and the Sky Scooter. Flight Design makes the all carbon fiber high wing CT, and AeroPro makes the fabric covered Eurofox, which is a derivative, although not at all like the original Kitfox. And all four are approved and run have a price range of $55,000 to $100,000, depending on which of those you might pick.
We'll be right back with more of our on-location coverage at Sun & Fun 2007, brought to you by Oregon Aero, now offering the complete solution to painful, noisy aviation headsets with its new headset upgrade kits. Oregon Aero upgrade kits eliminate pain and pressure, improve intelligibility, and keep head and ears cool and dry. And by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one the sixth consecutive year by Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clear audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset. Now back to Sun and Fun. AvWeb's Mary Grady is speaking with Dan Johnson on location in Lakeland, Florida. Dan's about to tell us if there are more LSA certifications in the works under this program.
Actually, there are several more in the works right now. That process we just talked about is lengthy and takes a while to do all the international travel, so it's going to take a little while before we add more and more, but it'll be a steady basis. I would hope by next year at Sun & Fun, maybe we've got more than half of them gone through the audit as well as their initial statement of compliance.
Is this something that you think all of the manufacturers eventually will get on board with?
Well, I think that most of them will feel the pressure to do this, because what's going to happen is organizations like EAA, which is very, very supportive of this, because it's good for their members. EAA is a member organization. They need to look out for their members. They're not a commercial organization. That's another duty. But they want to know that the stuff that their members are buying is good stuff. And this is one way that they can help their members make smarter purchases. So by implication, then, if they say, look for the Llama decal, and it's on the side of an airplane, they don't have to say the other part, but it's there, that if it's not there, then maybe you need to think twice. Well, that's a tremendous pressure on everybody who doesn't have that logo on their airplane. So we think that it's going to be a big success. I'm sure we'll have a few that will say they've been approved by some other process. For example, one company that I don't have to name right now, but they've been through, a European company has been through an ISO 9001 audit, which is done quarterly, and an EASA, European Aviation Safety Agency audit, and that's done quarterly as well. Well, those are good verifications too. But none of them will get you a Llama logo on the side of your airplane. So the odds are they'll follow along, even if they've already been doing it well and have been approved by other companies.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot, Dan.
My pleasure, Mary. Great to see you out here at Sun and Fun, and we've got to go have some more fun now.
That's Mary Grady speaking with Dan Johnson of the Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association on location in Lakeland, Florida. Today's expanded audio coverage was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Learn more at bose.com/headset and by Oregon Aero Upgrade Kits, available now from Oregon Aero. Look for another exciting audio report tomorrow, and for all the latest Sun and Fun and breaking general aviation news, log on to AvWeb.com. For the AvWeb Audio News Team, this is Mike Blakeney reporting.